And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight, well, you know, I have this wine here called the Big Sipper Wine. The Big Sipper Wine. But we're not going to drink that tonight. No. Instead, we're going to drink this. This is called Edmundo. It's Cabernet Sauvignon. It's a 2020, and it is from Argentina, which I think this is probably going to be a much better wine than the Big Sipper Wine that I bought for $3. Maybe we'll open up another time, but not tonight, because tonight we're going to open up the Edmundo Cabernet Sauvignon. Now, if you're joining me for the first time or the 142nd time, because this is the 142nd episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show. I do have my show notes, and they're right here. I just put them together just before the show, as a matter of fact. But I don't always follow them verbatim. Sometimes I don't follow them much at all because the show isn't about me. The show is somewhat about the wine. Yes, this is a wine show. It's somewhat about the wine. The show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, having a great time, just getting together and just forgetting about the troubles of the day and the troubles of the past week, just kicking back, relaxing with our favorite libation, whatever it is. I mean, it could be wine. It could be beer. It could be tequila, whatever you want, gin, rum, whatever. It could be fruit juice, soda, water, whatever you want to drink, and whatever you want to snack on, because you can sit back and snack. It's not rude at all. Feel free to sit back and relax and snack along with me, because I have some foods to pair them with. They're right here, as a matter of fact. Give you a sweet sneak preview of what we're eating tonight with the wine we're pairing it with. That's what this show is about, just getting together and having a good time. We don't talk about politics or religion on the show. Keep it clean. It's family-friendly. Okay? Well, I have mods here, and both mods are in the chat, as a matter of fact. Tommy Antio and CM Cinder are both in the chat, and Tommy Antio says, sounds good on my end. You know, and they're here. I'd be nice to the mods. Make their job easier. Okay? Let's keep it cool, because this is about bringing people together, not tearing them apart. We've got enough going on out there in the world that does that already. We don't need to be adding to the cacophony and to the this turmoil that's going on in the world. This is a safe space for us to just sit back and just kick back and relax and have a good time and get to know each other. That's all. That's what it is all about. All right, well, you know, you can watch live and you can chat live on our Facebook page. Facebook page is Drink with Rick. YouTube is Drink with Rick. We're live on YouTube with the chat going. And Twitch is live, and that is Drink with Rick 1. Drink with Rick and the number 1. And we're live on Twitter. You can tweet me at Drink with Rick, and you can watch and tweet live. Also on the website is drinkwithrick.com. Big surprise there, right? I don't have a live chat going on, but I do have a comment box. So if you click on the post that this live stream is going on right now, you'll get a comment box. Type your comments in. I will respond in kind. It's not instantaneous. I'll see them later, but I will post and I will respond to them as I always do. And they are much appreciated. Also, the podcast, I don't want to forget this. I forgot about this last week. The podcast goes out Monday night. So the podcast version of this show, if you can't watch now or watch later, you can listen to the podcast anytime, anywhere, on just about any device that you can get a podcast on. And you can go to Drink with Rick and subscribe. Go to the subscribe page. You can subscribe via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, your favorite Android device or app, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, podcastindex.org, and by email. Now, if you click on the little blue button that's on the website, it says by email, put in your email address in the little box, little form, and you will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it drops on Monday nights. 10 p.m. is when it comes down, 10 p.m. Eastern time every Monday night. And no salesman will call. And you can unsubscribe at any time, of course, but please don't. Please don't. You can subscribe to me on YouTube also, by the way, if you'd like, and on Facebook page or whatever you want to do. Twitch, please follow on Twitch. I would really appreciate that. Let's check the chats, by the way, before we get started on the wine. Tom Antio's in the chat. CN Cinder's in the chat. Thank you both for being here. Scott MTHW's in the chat and says, "What up, Big Pimpkin Rick in the house?" Well, Scott, I appreciate you being here as well. Thank you for the greeting and thank you for being here. Please stick around. We'll open some wine, pair it with some food, sit back, chat. Tell me what you're drinking. Tell me what's going on with you, how your week's been going. And Scott says, "Last night I had a pint of Crown Royal, 3 shots of Jaeger, an entire large pizza." Wow, that's a lot. Crown Royal, wow, it's been so long since I've had Crown Royal. I barely remember what that tastes like. But Jaeger, yeah, I do remember. I've had a Jaeger bomb or two in my life, yeah. And lived to tell about it, yeah. An entire large pizza, too. Wow. You did all that yourself. Wow, that's a lot of food. Well, I hope you're enjoying the night, Scott, and stick around. And I'm glad you're... What kind of pizza was it, by the way? I love pizza. And there are a lot of wines here that go great with pizza. I will say that. Crown Royal going good with pizza, huh? I never tried that before. But anyway... So this is the, you know what? Let me check the other chats here for just a moment. I won't be rude to anybody. Facebook, my lovely wife, she is on Facebook. She says hello and hello right back here. Can you hear me okay? I tell you what, I had some audio trouble earlier tonight. That's why we're starting late. We're starting late because I was having some audio trouble and I couldn't figure out where it was coming from. Fortunately, Tom Manto helped me out a little bit on that. I think I got it straightened out, but it took me a few minutes, and it was a little confusing at first, so that's why we started late. It's been a pretty interesting day so far. CM Sanders says, "Dang, that's a whole lot to fit in one stomach." Yep. Scott says, "It's a mom-and-pop pizza shop called Johnny's. I ate the pizza after I was done drinking." Wow. And you live to tell the tale so far, right? Well, I hope you don't feel that in the morning. Well, that was a lot going on. You say you drank a whole pint of Crown Royal and 3 shots of Jaeger and then ate a whole pizza. My goodness, that's I'm impressed. Scott says, "If I'm drunk, I can eat like a pig." Well, you know what? Yeah, I know how you, I shouldn't say too much more because my wife's listening and she's saying, "You know what? You eat and drink too much." She's probably right. I do. It's what made me the man I am today. Okay, so I had to take a moment there to reflect on that. Let's see. Twitch is live. We're doing well. You know, here's the only thing. I can't see anything coming back to me on YouTube. Now, if you can see me on YouTube, that's great. Let me know. Get in the chat and let me know. If you can't see me on YouTube, get in the chat and let me know. I don't know if there's much I can do about fixing it at the moment on my end. I don't know really what's going on with YouTube tonight. It's always something, isn't it, folks? Always something. So maybe I'll just have to post it in, on YouTube in post later on. But it looks like we're doing okay. She says, "I can hear you okay, and thank you. I really appreciate that. I'm glad you can." Okay, let's get on with the show. This is the wine that we're drinking tonight. Edmundo. It's a Cabernet Sauvignon. It's a 2020. This is a wine from Argentina. And this is it's a tribute to Don Edmundo. So Ed is not his first name. Ed is his last name, and his first name is Don, I guess. Is that how it works in Argentina? Yeah. Okay. This is the back of the wine. I'm going to read the back of the wine here real quick. says, Ed Edmundo, a tribute to Don Edmundo, Cabernet Sauvignon. Don Edmundo was a curious and intellectual man who would sit in front of the vineyards and write novels. This wine was produced to honor Ed, the talented and beloved founder of Navarro Correos Winery. This Cabernet shows a deep red color, flavors of dark cherry and black currant with notes of vanilla, full and round with a long, balanced finish. It's a state bottled, which means it's bottled right there at the state. Red wine, produced and bottled by Grupo Peñaflora S.A. It's a product of Argentina. And this is wine from Mendoza, yes, Mendoza, Argentina. They make some very fine wines. We've had a few of them. We had one a couple weeks ago, I think, a few weeks ago. And we're going to have another one tonight. It's imported by Serenity Imports in Stamford, Connecticut, and it is 13% ABV, 13% alcohol by volume, in the 750-milliliter bottle. So that is what we're drinking tonight. Now, the food to pair it with tonight, oh, I have a little bit of a treat. I had some of it already earlier. Camera 3 is up, but I have a really, really nice lasagna made my good friends, Michael and Trudy, and they, if they're watching tonight, if they're going to be watching later, yes, I'm having some of the, we had this for dinner, but I wanted to bring, I liked it so much, I decided let's bring it home and try some with this wine on the wine stream tonight and see how it pairs with this wine. It is a cab, so the cab should be okay with it. It should be all right. Cabs usually have a bit of tannin in it, but it should be okay with this. And we also have the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda, and that should go pretty well with the cab as well. My wife also added some chocolate-covered strawberries to the tray that she made herself. Now, she didn't make the strawberries, of course. She didn't grow the strawberries. She bought the strawberries, but she made the whole dessert bit here with the chocolate. She dipped them in chocolate, and we can try a little bit of that one. I think that would be all right. And we're going to try a little bit of that towards the end of the show. That's what we have going on tonight. So let's go ahead and open the wine, and we can get back to the chat and chat it up, because I have a couple of birthdays to toast, and we have some national days to toast, and I've got a couple of things. I've got something to show you. My sister, Penny, and my brother-in-law, Tom, sent it to me, and I just received it a few days ago, and I'm really late getting into it. I'll tell you all about that. I don't know if I can even get it up here on the desk, because it is kind of heavy. I'll explain it all in a little bit. But let's go ahead and open this wine. I got the foil cut. Let's go ahead and with the mechanical corkscrew here. Let's get that cork out of there. All right. Healthy pop. I'll remove the cork from here later. And, of course, I have my aerator ready. We'll slip the aerator in. Oh, yeah, I can hardly wait to get into this wine. And then, of course, to hold the grape nectar, I have my trusty and beautiful Galway Irish crystal glass from Ireland, imported from Ireland and given to me by my employers at buytwowayradios.com. Great people, by the way. And been with the company for over 11 years and have really enjoyed being there and continue to do so. Do some great stuff there, and really, I've told you about it before. It's like a dream job. It is a dream job. I get to do all kinds of cool stuff. So it's great. All right, so we're going to give this wine a little bit of a swirl. And I can get a little bit of that whiff there. But I tell you what, we're going to let it open up and breathe for a few minutes. And while it's doing that, let's go ahead and learn a little bit more about this wine. Now, I did a little checking around for this Ed Edmundo. And I'll tell you why I picked this bottle. I don't know if he's in the chat tonight, if any of them are in the chat tonight. But if they aren't, if they're watching later, the two Eds. Yeah, there's a story about this. Okay, a little story about this wine. How I came to pick this wine out and bring it home, to buy it and pick to bring it home and try it out. And I'll go over that in just a little bit. I'll check around here first, and it looks like it gets 3.9 stars out of 5 ratings, 248 ratings at Vivino.com. And it seems to get some pretty decent reviews. Some people are just kind of skimming through these. They seem to think it's a decent Cabernet. And they say the price is pretty reasonable. And they like the vintage. And looks like one person at least liked the 2020 vintage better than the 2019. I'm reading this from some of the reviews there. So I'm looking forward to trying this wine out. Now, I did check around to Wine Searcher. Wine Searcher had it listed for the average price at $11 a bottle. Wine Loft in USA, in Maryland, has it for $9.98. Now, that's excluding sales tax. Triple Down Wine and Liquor in New York has it for $10.99 a bottle. I couldn't find pricing on a lot of the other places. And by the way, Wine Searcher gave it 3.5 stars with a couple of reviews. I didn't really even look at the reviews. I didn't realize they had reviews up here. But it looks like it gets some fair reviews. It's not too bad, not too shabby at all. So it sounds like it's going to be something to try. Now, I'm going to tell you what I paid for this bottle of wine, because I have the receipt here. I purchased it at Total Wine in just the one. It's the bottom. I have the receipt. Where's the rest of it? Oh, there it is. Actually, two receipts. Those long receipts they give you, right? But I purchased Total Wine in Charlotte, North Carolina. And from what I see, I paid for Edmundo Cabernet Sauvignon 750 milliliter, $9.99. So $9.99. So apparently I've kind of paid more or less the median price for this wine, from what I can tell. So for 10 bucks a bottle, let's see if it's worth it. Okay, we'll give it a try. We'll give it a taste. Let me check the Twitch chat one more time before I get to drinking the wine. Quiet on. Yeah, I don't know what's going on YouTube, to be honest. I really, really don't. The Twitch is live. And Scott says, do people ever mix hard liquor like vodka with wine? And if so, what are some good combinations? Mixing vodka with wine, I've got some thoughts on it, but maybe we can share that a little bit later. I think definitely have some thoughts on it, but I'm not. I really don't hear people mixing hard liquor with wine too much. Now, there are a lot of things that do mix wine with, different hard liquors. They can mix and match those, obviously, and with different liqueurs and different, you know, fruits and different, you know, other things that you add to it, but I never really, I don't know of too many people that mix it, a hard liquor with a wine per se. And there are a couple of reasons for it. But he says, Rick, if your family celebrates Christmas, what's a traditional Christmas dinner consist of? Well, we have a turkey. We usually go for Thanksgiving and things like all those holidays. We usually just go down to the local Honey Baked Ham and get a big turkey. This time, I think my wife just picked up a turkey breast, and we really love their turkey. So that's one thing that we usually have it with. Let's see. I'm going to go ahead and taste this wine. And then I'll get back to, let's talk, we can talk about mixing hard liquor with wine some more in a little bit. And I'll give you a couple of reasons why it's usually not done and why it's not usually a good idea. But let's go back to, okay, we got the chat. Chats are going. I don't know what's going on with YouTube. I really don't know. I have no idea. It doesn't, I hope you can, if you can see me on YouTube, that's great. Okay, so let's give this a whiff. And I'm getting some cherry and some, what is that? A little raspberry on the nose. Smells a little oaky. Maybe a hint of maybe hit a plum. Let's give it a taste. Wow, it's a little bit jammy. Okay, a little bit jammy. It's good. The first taste, it's a little bit jammy. It's not as bold as I thought it would be. It's a little on the bold side. It's not as bold as I thought it would be. There are some tannins in this wine, but it's not, you know, like really tannic or anything. It's kind of medium tannin. And it is very dry. This is a very, very dry wine. But I'm getting some cherry. I'm going to take another taste of this because I wasn't quite sure if that was, I guess that's raspberry in there. Let's see. Little hint of sweetness on the tongue. Goes down very dry, though. Old raspberry, vanilla. I'm getting some vanilla. I was smelling some plum, but I'm not really tasting it. But I am getting some vanilla. And there's something else. I think there's a hint of strawberry in here, too. Hmm. Yeah, maybe a little hint of strawberry in there too. And it's a nice eclectic mix of red fruits and maybe a little black fruit in there too. But I am tasting some vanilla in there, and it is a little earthy. Not unexpected for a cab. It's a little earthy, but it has a very interesting finish. It has a very, I don't want to say it goes down really light, but it does kind of finish. It starts off bold. It starts off really bold, and then as it goes down, the finish is kind of light and a little bit, I want to say, not as bold. I would have expected it to go down and have a long, bold finish, but it doesn't really do that. It doesn't really do that. Kind of, it kind of goes down, and then it's a little bit airy, you know, the end, I'm going to say. It's interesting. And I think one reason for that is because the alcohol content is not that high. 13% alcohol is actually quite low for some of these wines. You would expect it to be, for this cab, I would expect it to be maybe 13, 14.5% maybe. I don't know. Some bolder wines are going to have a lot more alcohol. I'm not really tasting a lot of alcohol in this wine, which is actually, for a wine, that's actually a good thing, because then you get to savor the taste of the wine and can get a lot of the nuances and a lot of the different flavors on it. There's a lot going on in this wine, and it is a little bit jammy at first. But interesting enough, the finish, all that kind of dissipates. And it's not – maybe it was just the first taste or the first couple of tastes. I'm going to let this open up a little bit more. As we get down to the bottle, we'll open it up and see if it still is that way. It's a cab. It tastes like a cab. I'll say that much. It definitely tastes like a cab. But, you know, the thing is about Mendoza wines, they are very, very good wines. And some of them are even though they're kind of have some tannins in there, they can be fairly smooth in some ways, in some aspects. So it's, I'm liking this wine so far. But let's go ahead and pair it with the food, because I know the food's getting cold here because we started late. Let me go ahead and pair it with some food. Now, we're going to start it off. Camera 3 is here, and I've been waiting to try this with the lasagna. Lasagna with the cheese. I think that's a ricotta there. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's a ricotta cheese there. And we're going to try it out. If I don't, provided I don't drop it. It is kind of cold now, but still very good. Very cheesy. And the sauce is not sour. It's a little sweeter than you'd think. You know, some sauces are kind of sour. Oh, yeah, I kind of like that. Let's bring this plate over here for just a minute. I'm going to try this again. Yeah, I had this at dinner, but I'm going to try it again because I only had one helping. I was trying to watch. Let's see. It is getting cold, so it's starting to get a little bit, you know, the cheese is starting to coagulate just a little bit. I think I'm getting more cheese than I am meat. And this is a meat lasagna here. Let's see. Good. Very good. This is a good pairing with the lasagna. I'm not surprised. I mean, cabs go. Actually, a good Pinot will go good with the lasagna too. But this cab actually works pretty well with the lasagna, and I think it's that combination where the sauce is not overpowering. Here's the thing about that lasagna. This, and I don't mean to be giving a review of the. I know because they put a lot of work into making this lasagna, so it's quite good. They put a lot of work into it, and the interesting thing about this lasagna is that, I mean, you have the pasta there, you have the cheese. I believe this is a ricotta cheese here. Do you have the meat? The sauce, the tomato sauce, is not overpowering. Which is good because it kind of gives you more. I mean, nothing wrong with a powerful tomato sauce, but in a lasagna, you really want to kind of taste all the rest, the other elements along with it. And this, I think, this is pretty well balanced. It's not. It doesn't taste sour to me. You know how some tomato sauces have kind of a sour taste to them, which is not bad. It's just you know that they can be rather acidic. I'm not getting that in this. The tomato sauce is actually pretty well balanced and balances out the rest of the lasagna. I think they did a fine job with it. I think they did a really good job with the lasagna. And it seems to go pretty well with this wine. So that's excellent. And I'm not just saying that because they served me a lasagna tonight. I like the lasagna. I think everybody at the table really enjoyed the lasagna. So, and I know they put a lot of extra work into it, and it shows, and they did a fine job. So, Michael and Trudy, toast to you for fine lasagna. To Michael and Trudy. Okay, so we've got one more item to pair it with here, and that would be, I know we're trying to keep it light tonight. I started late, and it's been a busy day, so I'm going to go with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. We're taking this light, not too much. We're not, you know, filling the plate full of food tonight. Let's try it with the Double Cream Gouda. It should be okay. It should work well with the Gouda. We've never had a miss with it. And that's how this cab does. Pretty good. I like it. It's still a winner. I think this is a good cheese to go with this wine. I think it's fine. I like the pairing. It works fine. Now, I would like to say that that this wine is starting to taste a little bit different. It is starting to taste a little bit bolder than it did at first. And as the evening wears on, maybe we'll see more of that. And I'm getting more tannins in here. It's becoming a little bit more tannic than it was in the very beginning. But the finish is still kind of, you know, it's sort of kind of, I don't want to say it. It kind of trails off, you know. It's okay. It's good wine. Some people don't like a big finish on their wine. They don't like all that aftertaste and long aftertaste or anything like that. It's not overly acidic, you know. It seems fairly well balanced. This wine seems fairly well balanced, and I like the vanilla that's in there. I like that little hint of vanilla in this wine. Okay, so let's go back to the chats for just a minute. And let's see who's going on Facebook. Everything quiet on Facebook still? All right. And Twitch, let's see. Oh, and Voltaire 325 is in the chat, and so is Homebrew. Homebrew and Voltaire 325. Homebrew, welcome to the chat. Good to see you here. Stick around. And Homebrew says, I love New World cabs. Chile has some great ones as well. Yes, Chile, you know, Chile has some great wines overall. Chilean wines, and we've had a few on the show, a little, I think they're in kind of a, almost a class by itself, don't you think? And but there's some of them are quite good. And yeah, we've had some that are really good. Homebrew says, I love New World cabs. Chile has some great ones as well. Voltaire 325, also welcome to the chat. Thank you for being here. And please stick around. We'll have some fun. And Voltaire says, what do you recommend that I buy if I got a lady coming over? I am hoping we take things to the next level, if you know what I mean. Well, Voltaire, I think, and I know this sounds like it's sort of a canned answer in a way, but if, you know, you're meeting new people or you're just getting to know them and you want to impress some people, it's, you kind of want to take it safe because some people, everybody has different tastes in wine, just like me. I have different tastes in wine. As a matter of fact, when we went to a party earlier this evening from that was hosted by some friends of ours, and they said, okay, we're making the lasagna. That's where the lasagna came from. And we're having some people over. And they said, you bring the wine. You bring the wine. We trust your judgment on this. So you pick out the wines for this lasagna. And they told me what they were making. And there would probably be a salad there. My wife was making some side dishes. And so I had to go and pick a couple wines. So here's the problem with that. And this is kind of a common thing when you're doing this. Now, it wasn't a huge party. Now, if it's a huge party, you can serve a lot of different kinds of wines and everybody can just kind of get whatever they want, you know, as far as wine's concerned. But if you're having a party, kind of ours was a smaller one, you know, the 8-10 people there. It wasn't really a huge gathering, just a couple families together. And in a case like that, then, you know, everybody has their own preference for wine and you want to be a little more careful because like in my case, I brought four bottles of wine to the party. And I did that because I wasn't 100% sure what everybody, now I know what goes well with lasagnas and with the foods. I can pair the wines pretty well with the foods most of the time. The problem is everyone's palates. Everyone's palate's a little bit different. There are some people that like whites, hate reds. Some people that love reds hate the whites, the white wines. And there's some that love rosés and hate the reds and the white wines. And there are some people that just want to stick to something like a port or a champagne or something like that. And that's what they drink. So everyone's a little bit different. And so when it comes to, you know, large parties, once again, you pick out a variety of wines, something that everybody can kind of, you know, figure out what they want and bring it to the party, and it's not a big deal. But when you're talking about a more intimate group and say maybe one or two people, that's something that you really want to be careful about because you never know exactly what they're going to like. Just because I like this wine doesn't mean you will. Just because you like the wine you like doesn't mean I'm going to like it. Everyone's palate's different. So you want to kind of stay on the safe side. And if you don't know exactly if they're going to have a red or if they're going to like a red or a white, you kind of go with, a Pinot Noir. Now, you mentioned Voltaire says, is Pinot Noir too forward? No, I don't think so. Scott says, Voltaire tequila usually gets the job done. Well, yeah, if they like tequila, not everybody likes tequila either. No, not everybody wants to go deep into the alcohol. But you know, when you're talking about a romantic evening per se, you still kind of want, especially if you're doing this for the first time, you really want to impress her or him or whatever the case is. If you want to really pair something that's going to be safe, yes, a Pinot Noir is probably going to be one of your safer bets. You are probably going to say, yeah, Voltaire says, okay, I worry the Pinot is too aggressive for a lady on a date. No, not really. You know, actually, there are a lot of Pinots that are fairly, at least for me, they're not really bold or aggressive at all. They're very, some of them are that's one thing about the Pinot Noirs that make them a good all-around wine that go with a lot of different foods. If you are not sure, let's say, for instance, if you're going to the party, if I was going to this party that I went to tonight and I had no idea what they're serving, I would probably bring along a Pinot Noir, a Pinot Grigio. I would probably bring maybe a white Zinfandel or a Zinfandel wine or a, maybe a Grenache. And actually, they had a Grenache there tonight, and they opened up the Grenache was to start things off, which I thought was actually a pretty good choice. But you want to go with something that's not going to be too bold, that's not going to be too tannic, that's not going to be too acidic for them, because, you know, some people, they don't like wines that are too acidic. So you want to go with something that's going to be sort of middle of the road, or maybe a little bit on the lighter side. And that's why I said, you know, a Pinot Grigio, if they prefer whites, a Pinot Grigio, Pinot Gris, that would be a pretty decent choice for a white wine. Some people would say Chardonnays, but there are some people that do not like the buttery, you know, the kind of buttery taste of the Chardonnay. So I wouldn't necessarily say bring a Chardonnay to it, because that's some people don't care for Chardonnays much. I would say, yeah, the Pinots, I think, are probably safe bet. White Zinfandel is probably another good choice. Well, Voltaire says, not him, it is a lady. Thank you. No. What I mean is, I'm looking at both sides. Like if a lady is going to impress a guy or a guy's going to impress a lady, I was speaking in generalities. Okay. Those are generalities I'm speaking of. So Scott says, back in the day, I used to have Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill wine on hand for the ladies, chick magnet wine. Yeah, well, Boone's Farm and Strawberry Hill, those are some definite. That's a different class of wine altogether. I'll just put it that way. Definitely a different class of wine altogether. I'm not really, to be honest, I'm not really and don't take this wrong. I'm not really a Boone's Farm kind of guy. I'm not really into. Those kind of wines, like the Mogan Davids and things like that, they're really, really sweet. The thing is, I'm not really a sweet wine person. Some of the sweet wines are just too heavy and too, just too sweet for me. They'll give me headaches. I prefer dry reds myself. That's just my personal take. I would say, I guess it depends on the kind of, on the person that you're going to impress, if that's what they're into, but I think on a first date, or if you're serving dinner for the first time, I think you're probably best going with something that's a little bit safer. Voltaire says, she's not very sophisticated, but super pretty, so I want to work her into the wines, and I can't in good conscience serve a Zinfandel. Okay, that's fair enough. Scott says, Rick, remember wine coolers back in the day, like Seagram's? Chicks love those. Wine coolers are still around. They're still around. Now they're more like, I've had some wine coolers, and some people like them. Some people really do like them a lot. But once again, it kind of depends on the atmosphere that you're trying to create as well. You know what? If you're going to serve a really nice dinner to someone to really, really impress them, I think you want to go with something a little bit finer. And I'm not talking about serving a $50 bottle of wine. That's not what I'm talking about here. Because I've had these conversations before, you know, $50 bottle of wine, just because it's $50 a bottle doesn't make it a good bottle of wine. There are plenty of wines that are in the $10 to $15 range. There are some sub $10 wines that are actually quite good. I used to buy, there was a Pinot Noir that I used to buy that I really liked, that was a pretty good, really good all around, you know, weekly wine, something to drink during the week with dinner. And, that was like $7 a bottle, which was pretty decent price to pay for a bottle of wine. So you don't have to go all out and, you know, impress her, in this case, impress her saying, hey, this is a, you know, this is an $80 Camus wine, you know, because you don't need to do that. Most people are, when you open the wine, if it's a good wine and it's going to taste good, the price isn't really that important as it is that they're enjoying the wine. So you can do really, really well with a, you know, $8-$10 bottle of wine. Voltaire says, my favorite Pinot Noir is $17 a bottle. What is your favorite Pinot, by the way? And no need to overspend. Exactly. There is no need to overspend, especially when it comes to wine, because one of the dirty little secrets about the wine and the wine industry is that a good deal of the time when you're buying those $40, $50 bottles of wine, you are overspending because the margin in those wines is just incredibly huge. It really is. There's some incredible margins in those wines. really? Well, that's another topic for another time altogether. Scott says, last girl I dated mixed all her alcohol with energy drinks. Garbage gave me heartburn every time I tried it. You know, that's actually, I think that, yeah, that can't be good for your stomach. That definitely can't be good for your gut at all, to be honest. Okay, let's see. Anything going on Facebook? And it's kind of quiet on Facebook tonight. This is an open chat, by the way. Homebrew says, I've heard of white wine and red bull called Bucky in Australia. Yeah, I have heard of something like that. White wine and red bull mix. Okay, Willamette Valley Pinot Noir. And the Willamette Valley makes some fine wines. There's some fine wines in there, in the whole mix. And a Pinot, good Pinot from Willamette Valley, I'd say go with it. If that's your go-to wine, there's nothing wrong with trying it. Total Wine sells it. As a matter of fact, this is where I picked up this bottle of Ed, and this is what we're drinking. This bottle of Edmundo, this cab, came from Total Wine. Now, I'm going to tell everybody, neither of the Eds are in the chat tonight so far. They might want, usually one of them shows up later because I think they're doing something earlier in the evening. But the Ed wine, I've been on the camera too long, haven't I? All right, so I got off track here. So this Edmundo wine, I was going into Total Wine. I was picking up a couple of wines for the wine stream for next couple of weeks, and I wanted to kind of get it all done now and have them all lined up for the rest of the year, which they're only 2 weeks in the rest of the year, so, you know, not a big deal. But I was searching for a couple of other wines, and now one wine that I really enjoy, one wine. And if you, by the way, if you shop at Voltaire, if you go shop at Total Wine, they have a wine called Cherry Cream. Now, some people are not really into the cherry, bold cherry taste, but Cherry Cream wine is we've reviewed it on the show. Do we still have one? Do I still have a bottle back here? No, I guess I don't. But we reviewed it on the show sometime back. You can go back and look at it if you want. Really, really good Pinot. I was really impressed with it, and I go there to buy a bottle every once in a while when I get by that way. So I like the Cherry Cream wine. They make another one called Dark Cream, I think. And these are, and then they make another one that's a buttercream. And the buttercream is a Chardonnay, I believe. The cherry cream, I'm not sure what the dark cream is. I think the dark cream is a cab. The cherry cream is a Pinot Noir. And it's a quite a good one. In my personal opinion, I really like that wine. That might be something to try. It's kind of a cool wine. Now, this wine, I was hunting around Total Wine, or Total Wino, as I like to affectionately call it. I was at the Total Wino. So I was going around, and this bottle caught my eye. And the reason that it did was because it said Ed in bold letters, and I was just thinking about my friend, my good friend's Ed. The two Eds that I've mentioned many times and that show up many times in the show in the past, in the chat. And they actually, both of them are in Florida, different areas in Florida, but we call them the two Eds when they get in the chats together. And I saw this, and the first thing that popped in my head were the two Eds, both of them. And I'm like, you know what? I need to buy a bottle of this and bring it home and review it, and then I can say, Ed, I reviewed Ed. I don't know. It seemed like a thing to do. Oh, but that was why I bought it. That was an impulse. This was an impulse buy. No, it was no recommendation or anything like that. It was just an impulse buy. So that's why I did that. All right. So we got a couple of birthdays to toast. Let's get to that because it's getting late and I started late. Let's see. Scott says, Voltaire, good luck, buddy. You said she was pretty. What do you rank her on a scale of 1 through 10? And Voltaire says, 7.5 on a good day. all right. Voltaire says, I will get some cherry cream next time I'm in there. Thanks for the suggestion, Rick. Yeah, I think you'll like it. It's actually a pretty good wine. I did like it quite a bit. I'm liking this wine, too, as it's opened up a little bit more. Actually, it's not quite as bold as it was a few minutes ago. Kind of comes and goes, I guess. All right, so we've got a couple of birthdays to toast. And, of course, if you know anybody in the chat, if you know of anyone who's coming up with a birthday or an anniversary, let me know. And we can all toast it together. I'm going to go ahead and cue the fireworks. Fireworks cued. And let's go ahead and toast a couple of birthdays. The first birthday I'd like to toast is for actually toasted her last week, but it was her birthday was actually yesterday, Friday. So it was so close to today, I thought I'd toast her again, and that's what I'm doing. It's for my good friend Bonnie. Bonnie, who is a podcaster, fellow podcaster, and she runs a company called Business Fabulous, and she is a business coach and a business consultant. And as for my good friend Bonnie, here's to you. Happy, happy birthday, and may you have many, 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 many more. To Bonnie Frank, I have one more birthday to toast. We had a light week this week for birthdays. Usually I get like about five or six birthdays and anniversaries and stuff for people, but this was a light one this week. Next birthday toast is for my good friend Nick. Now, Nick, I've known him since he was a kid, and he's quite a young man now, and a very good young man, and he and my son are best friends. They've been friends ever since they were second grade, and so we've all known each other for a long, long time. And Nick, your birthday is today. Today is Nick's birthday. So to Nick, I want to say happy, happy birthday, and may you have many, 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 many more. To Nick Hernandez, happy birthday. And Nick, I'm going to toast you twice just because I can. I have plenty of wine here. To Nick, happy birthday. To Nick Hernandez, that's it for the birthdays today. Unbelievable. Unless anybody else has a birthday. And and it's Iconic. Nick's in it. He's in the chat. It's good to see you. It's Iconic. Thank you for the wishes. You're welcome. That's good. I'm glad to have you here. Hope you're having a wonderful birthday. I hope you're having a great birthday. And let's see. You know what? I'll toast you again. Happy birthday. I have plenty of wine here. All right, so this is, once again, this is what we're drinking, the Edmundo 2020 Cabernet. It's a Cabernet Sauvignon from Mendoza, from Argentina. And I love a good wine from Argentina. And this, so far, is actually a pretty decent wine. Okay. So, and you're welcome. You're welcome. No problem. So, what else we got going on here? Facebook's still kind of quiet here. Oh, here we got, we have folks, oh, it's just notifications popping up. I'm having so much trouble with YouTube tonight. I don't know what's, we had a false start earlier, and then I think it just messed up YouTube for the rest of the night. What can I say? All right, what else we have here? Oh, National Days. We're going to toast some National Days, right? Let's toast some National Days. Everybody ready? Get your glasses together. Let's toast some National Days. This is all something we can toast together. Do you have any? Do you have any Jaeger left? You said you had three shots. I don't know if you have any left. It's okay if you don't. It's okay. I don't want you to overdo it, Scott. Anybody else? Everybody got a glass together? Let's toast some National Days. We have a few to toast. Let me pull up the National Days. This is all, of course, courtesy of nationaldaycalendar.com. This is where a lot of people get there, and a lot of news organizations and whatever get their National Days from. And Marlo Anderson is the CEO of nationaldaycalendar.com. And by the way, the new National Day calendars are out now, and I am planning on New Year's, we're going to have a special show on New Year's. Now, next week, of course, we know what next Sunday is, or next Saturday is. Yes, we are doing a show next Saturday night. It'll be a special show. I might do a couple of giveaways, but I'm saving the calendar giveaway. I'm going to have some calendars to give away from nationaldaycalendar.com. I'm saving those for January 1st, the January 1st New Year's Day, that show. That's also on a Saturday night, so we'll be toasting New Year's, and I'm going to do some giveaways, and I'm planning to show a couple more of my films. Not one, but maybe two. And, you know, a couple of my films that I did. And back in the, for those who don't know, back in the day, I was a filmmaker, and I made a lot of short films with my buddies. And we've shown many of them. And we've shown a number of them in the past in the wine stream on Saturday nights, and they're very well received. So I'm going to show a couple more on New Year's. On New Year's Day night, the night of New Year's Day. So look forward to that. We'll have a New Year's party there with more fireworks and more celebrations. How about that? So I hope everybody will be here. Hope you'll attend. We're going to have a good time. We might even do a little trivia contest. How about that? I think that's probably the best way to do the giveaways. Have a little bit of a trivia contest. You know, movie, TV trivia, that kind of thing. Maybe some sci-fi trivia. I don't know. We'll see. Okay, let me go ahead and cue for the National Days. National Days are cued. So let's, everybody got your drinks together. Let's drink with Rick and toast the National Days. I've got to get mine ready too, don't I? Okay, December 18th, which is today for another 42 minutes. It's December 18th is National Twin Day. National Twin Day. Twins. I'll celebrate that. Here's the National Twin Day. National Twin Day. By the way, I do have a twin story. Now, you know, as you know, I often break out in different stories, but I do have a twin story. My dad was one of a set of twins. Now, there were something like 11, I think there were something like 13 kids in the family. But it's an old Italian family. Yes, I'm Italian. Drink wine. I'm Italian. My grandfather came off the boat from Italy. My dad was, he passed away in 2016. And he was one of 13 kids. And only nine, I think only nine of them, what was it, 11? I don't know. I lost track now. Only nine of them survived. Only nine of them lived. But there were three sets of, I think there were three sets of twins. He was one of a set of twins. There were the other twin did not survive. So my dad actually had a twin. He was one of a twin, but died at birth. I think the twin did. So twins, a National Twin Day. National Roast Suckling Pig Day. So today is National Roast Suckling Pig Day. It's funny because we had a conversation about roast pig at the dinner table. Now, we didn't have any roast pig at the dinner table, but we were talking about it at the party at the dinner table. National Roast Suckling Pig Day. Was that a coincidence or not? I don't know. Answer the telephone like Buddy the Elf Day. Okay. Anybody can answer the telephone like Buddy the Elf. It's answer the telephone like Buddy the Elf Day. I can't do that. I don't do Buddy the Elf, but, you know, it's I do a few voices. That's not one of them. Never tried, actually. All right, here's the answer to the telephone with Buddy the Elf Day. Like Buddy the Elf Day, I should say. Here's it's also December 18th is National Wreaths Across America Day. This changes annually, according to nationaldaycalendar.com. This changes annually. December 18th, 2021 is today, National Wreaths Across America Day. I'll drink to that. All right, and December 19th. Only 2 days on December 19th. December 19th. Oh, this is a good one. December 19th is National Hard Candy Day. I like hard candy. You like hard candy? I like hard candy. What's your favorite hard candy? What is your favorite go-to hard candy of all time? I have a couple. One that I like are the Fireballs. You ever have the, you know, like the Jawbreaker ones with the Fireballs, the red Fireballs? I love those things. I used to consume two or three of those things, and it's terrible, isn't it? I love those little Fireball hard candies. They're, I like Neckos too, but, you know, some people don't like Neckos. I like, that's considered a hard candy. It's a wafer candy, but I think what they mean by hard candy is something really hard candies, you know, and like, I don't know, stuff they make candy canes out of and things like that. But I like hard candies. Some hard candies are pretty good. I'll drink to that. Yeah, CM Cinder says. CM Cinder says, why weren't you at Elf practice? No. I never showed up to Elf practice. How about that? I never showed up to Elf practice. CM Cinder says, candy blocks are hard candy. Yes, they are. And as a matter of fact, I have some candy blocks here. Where are they? Right here. I have two bags of candy blocks. The intention, of course, was to build another one of my little creations with candy blocks, as we did one time on the Saturday Night Wine stream. And I don't know. I did it because I like to watch that square guy and like to watch him build his Lego kits, and also, and so I want to try my hand at doing that, and I did. Except the thing fell apart because they're candy blocks. You're not real Legos that really. I almost lost that. They can all. No, I'm not doing that again. Okay, I'm not planning on it. My wife, she's usually the one, you know, if I do something really stupid or goofy and or clumsy, she goes, oh, do that again. I'm like, no. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes, candy blocks. Okay, but I bought a couple more of these. I wanted to rebuild it, but then I wanted to build a bigger one. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. I've been busy. One of these days I will, and I'll put it, where's the one? Do I still have the one that I did before? I think I have a picture of it somewhere. Let me see if I've got it. It's on the photos. Let's see. Do I have the hard candy? Oh, do I have the candy? Hey, here they are. The candy bricks. The candy blocks. I did this. I did this, and then I was going to show it to everybody on one. And it's a good thing I took a picture of it before I did that, because I did it on a plate. And then I was bringing the plate up to show it to everybody during the stream. The whole thing just came apart and fell down live on camera. That was loads of fun. Okay. Anyway, so that was my candy box. Yeah, TMI. It's just TMI all the time around here. On the Saturday Night Wine Stream. Okay, so National Hard Candy Day, I will drink to that. Here's the National Hard Candy Day. Thanks for reminding me, CM Center. Thank you for reminding me about that. They are hard candy. Yes, they are. All right, and one more national day is today. Tomorrow is National Oatmeal Muffin Day. Gee, you watching? Maybe we can have some oatmeal muffins for breakfast tomorrow. How about that? For oatmeal, National Oatmeal Muffin Day. I'll drink to that. Hey, whether you like oatmeal muffins or not, oatmeal's good for you. It helps keep you regular. And I'm not going there right now, because I have many, many times before. Every time I eat I can't do this. I have a straight face. Okay. Here's a National Oatmeal Muffin Day. All right. Let's keep it clean. Yeah, let's keep it clean. Okay, I think that's going to do it for National Days. I think we're good for the National Days, don't you? I think that's got it. National Days. All right, so I pretty much all I got. I'm just having an open chat here. I will talk about the weather here in just a few minutes, but before I do that, let me see what anybody else has in the chat going on. Did I answer everybody's questions about the wine? I hope. Good luck, Voltaire, on impressing your date with the wine. Hope everything goes well for you. And homebrew, mixing white wine with ice cream. Oh, wait a minute. I missed that part. Did I miss that part? Sorry. Homebrew says in Chile. Okay. Yeah, I did miss that. I had to scroll back up to find it. Somehow I missed it. All right. Let me read this. Homebrew says in Chile, they like to mix white wine with ice cream and call it a terremoto or an earthquake. Ah, I've never tried that. Mixing white wine with ice cream. Homebrew, is there any particular white wine that they mix, and with what kind of ice cream? Is it like something like, I don't know, maybe like a Chardonnay with a vanilla ice cream or something? Or, what is there a specific white wine that they mix with a specific flavor of ice cream, or is it just it doesn't matter? Interesting. A Terremoto. I'm going to have to look that up. Calls it an earthquake. I guess that's probably what it does to your stomach later. Huh? I'm just guessing. I'm guessing that's what it does later. That's what it would do to my stomach. I'll tell you that, mixing the white wine with ice. With it. You know what? You can mix wine with a lot of different things. And I think, was it Scott? Were you asking me that before? Who was it that was asking me earlier? And I was going to go talk about that. Oh, yes. Do people ever mix hard liquor with vodka with wine, or mix hard liquor like vodka with wine? And if so, what are some good combinations? Once again, I've never tried mix, and I answered this a little bit earlier, and there are a couple of reasons why. The thing is with the wines, you're going after all the nuances of the flavors of the wines and what they pair well with foods. It's really best to mix wine with food than with other hard liquors, in my personal opinion. I don't know of too many people that mix it with a hard liquor, but there are a couple of reasons. One is because you're going to lose a lot of the wine flavor because the hard liquors are there's so much alcohol in a lot of those liquors. In a lot of those strong drinks, that it's going to really, really overpower any of the taste of the wine, any of the nuances or any of the flavors in the wine. In my opinion, I to be honest, I've never really done it myself just because I just never had a desire to do that. I like to sit back and enjoy the wine. And usually I like to enjoy the wine with food or with cheeses or with a dessert. Now, having said that, wines are often mixed with a lot of different things. And wines can be mixed with fruits. They can be mixed with with different desserts, different dessert toppings. Of course, you know that people cook with wine a lot, so you can cook a lot of foods with wine. They can infuse a lot of wine. I don't know if infuse is the right word, but they can infuse, like with hard liquors. Now, with liquors, you know, you do what's called infusing. So they'll take a coffee or something like that and infuse it with, say, a brandy, or infuse it rum, or infuse it with rum. I'm trying to think of one in particular that I've tried recently that they've infused it with. I think I had one recently. What was it? It was bourbon. That's what it was. And I tried one recently where they infused the coffee with bourbon, where they soaked the beans in the bourbon for like days and days, and then they grind it up and for the coffee. And it was actually quite good. It was actually pretty good. So you can do that with the hard liquors. You can a lot of people do that with coffees, you know, with the bourbon and the rum. Not things like gin too much, but mostly like bourbon and rum and things like that. But with wines are really best kind of mixed with things like fruits, because wine is itself from a grape, a fruit, and if you will, and you kind of mix it with other fruits. And my dad used to do this. My dad had a recipe for a strawberry dessert where he would slice up strawberries and he put them in a bowl and he would mix them with honey. He put honey in there with them, a lot of honey, and then he poured wine in. And so you had like this kind of a soupy, almost like a soupy mixture of the strawberries and the wine and the honey. And then he would get the shortcake out and he'd make like a strawberry shortcake, but he would do it with wine and honey and strawberries soaked in there for quite a while. And it was quite good. And I remember as a kid having it, and it was, watching him making it, and it was always quite good. Really enjoyed that. And sometimes you just have it without the shortcake. You just had the wine, the strawberries, and the honey mixed together, and it was really, really good, sweet, but it really went well together, which is natural because a lot of wines have a strawberry kind of taste to them. So it's good stuff. But there are some things, yeah, you do mix wines with and things you don't. I don't know that would really mix wine with a lot of hard liquors like that. I don't think it would go well with, say, maybe a gin or something. Now, vermouth, that's a different thing. That's a different discussion. Gin and vermouth, yeah, that makes, we know a gin and vermouth. That makes a, yes, I've had a less vermouth and more gin. I love martinis, okay? I love martinis. So yeah, an exception there. I wouldn't necessarily call vermouth wine, okay? But gin and vermouth, yeah, that's a pretty good mix. Vodka and vermouth, more vodka, less vermouth, because I like my martinis very, very dry. So, yeah, okay. But in general, I really wouldn't mix a strong drink with wine. Okay, so I think that's what we got here. What do we have? Okay, one thing I want to throw out there for a minute. As you know, we are approaching winter. December 21st is the first day of winter. It's also the winter solstice, which is the shortest day of the year. Thing is, we've been having some storms crop up, and they're expecting this. They're expecting more for the winter. This has been, it's not even winter yet, and it's been kind of brutal out there, especially in the Midwest and up in the the northwestern states and the northeastern as well. And I'm talking about all the stuff of the plain states. Plain states have been hit horribly by tornadoes and bad storms. We had some rain here, but what we did was just caught the tail end of the last storm that came through. And the ones that, you know, some of the ones that came through Kansas and, you know, all those areas. And people got hit really hard. It really hurt. They got hit really hard with these things. You know, there were people that died from these, from the ones from the previous week. What I'm getting at here is it's really, really important to be prepared. Be prepared because these storms are coming. They're going to be here. And you never know. If it's not a storm, it's going to be an earthquake. It's going to be something. It's always something, right? So be prepared. You just never know when there's going to be an emergency of some sort. So this is what I would like for you to do. Go to ready.gov. It's a government website. Go to ready.gov. Get the list that they have there for putting together an emergency preparedness kit. Get yourself an emergency preparedness kit. It's good to have a little rucksack or something in the car with some emergency things because you never know where you're going to get stuck on the road somewhere in the middle of nowhere. You're going to need something. Power goes out, you're going to need something for an emergency for if the power goes out and it could be out for a little while. You just don't know. In the winter, you get ice storms, you get all kinds of stuff going on. You know, people have been shut in their homes for days, sometimes weeks at a time in the past from really severe ice storms and snowstorms. Don't wait. Get an emergency kit prepared now. Put one together now. Third item on in that kit is a weather radio. Okay? Go get yourself a weather radio. Carry this with me a lot. I was looking outside last night watching a possum go across the yard and kind of checking him out with this Cree LED flashlight, which is super powerful. This thing has a powerful flashlight, AM/FM radio, a NOAA weather radio with NOAA alerts, with weather alerts on it. It has five power options. This thing, it has a built-in lithium-ion battery. It has a lithium-ion battery right here. You can put in AA batteries, power it with AA batteries. You can use a hand crank, power it with a hand crank. I've used the hand crank before, and it actually works pretty well. Solar-powered. I charged this thing up. This was the draining. You can see it's pretty much charged up now. I charged this thing up the other day. I just set it outside, and it was sunny outside. I set it out for the day, and this thing was fully charged up by the end of the day. Not kidding. It really works. But this also has a dog whistle on it so that if you get, you know, buried under debris or something like that and they can't find you and you need help, activate the dog whistle and they send the dogs out. The dogs can hear the whistle and they can find you and get you out of there. Emergency weather kit, get a weather radio. When you do get a weather radio, please go to buy two-way radios. Well, that's wrong. Where's my thing here? Oh, I just lost my audio. Here we go. Go to my video. Excuse me. that was a panic moment there. That was an emergency moment there. Go to buy2wayradios.com. Get yourself an emergency weather radio. If you go to buy2wayradios.com and you buy an emergency weather radio, what you can do is you can save 5% off your order. Save 5% off your order by entering the promo code WINESHOW, WINESHOW, WINESHOW. If you use the promo code WINESHOW at checkout, you can save 5% off the whole order. And that's not just for the weather radios. It's for any kind of radios. And Buy2Way Radios does sell all kinds of radios there. And radio accessories, you get all your radio accessories there. If you go there, use promo code WINESHOW and save 5% off the entire order, and then get the rest of your emergency kit together because it's really, really important. And do that before the end of the do it as soon as possible. That's all I can say. For full disclosure, I am the product manager for Buy2Way Radios. I work for the company, but I don't make anything extra for doing this. Okay, that I just get paid to do my day job. I'm not getting paid to promote the radios or anything like that. I'm doing this really more as a public service. In fact, we make 5% less when you use the promo code, okay? They don't pay me. They just give me a promo code and say, hey, give your viewers and your listeners a promo code, you know, so you can use it. But I'm not being paid to do this, okay? And as a matter of fact, I don't get paid to do anything on this show. This is the most expensive show I've ever done, the most expensive live stream podcast project I've ever done. Been doing it for 3 years now, and I've never made a dime on this thing, okay? Never. I've spent a lot of money. But never made a dime. And if you want to, you can always contribute. Go to Drink with Rick and buy me a coffee there, and that'll help offset some of the costs. But that doesn't go to me. Really, what that does is that pays for the prizes, because what I do is I turn around and buy the prizes for it that we give away on the show. That's really where it goes. And where all the other stuff that people donated in the past, those who have, that goes just toward into the coffer to buy prizes to give away on the show. That's what it's really about. I do the show for fun, okay? Would I like to make a lot of money on it? Sure, why not? Who wouldn't? But that's not what I'm here for. That's not at all what I'm here for. I'm here to have a good time. And have a good time with all my friends here on the show on Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. That's what the show is really about. Okay, so I think we're probably going to close it up tonight. I know we started late, so we're actually closing it up early, technically. And looks like, oh, well, I don't know what's going on at YouTube. Not seeing anything. I don't know if we're actually getting out on YouTube or not, to be honest. All right, but we had folks. We have folks watching on Twitch. And let me tell you something. Twitch is a lot of fun, and people have asked me. I'm going to give a moment or two to put to this. People are saying, you know what? Why don't you monetize your show on Twitch? Well, I looked at that. I tried to. I've qualified as a Twitch affiliate. I qualified the first year we were doing this show. I think we were doing the show for the first 9 months or so, and I qualified for the Twitch affiliate program. However, when I looked at the contract for this, I turned it down because of one item in the contract, and that was that Twitch would require me to. I know I've talked about this a few times before, but for those who are just watching now, Twitch, one of the stipulations of the contract is that if you're going to be an affiliate or a partner, whatever they want to call it on the Twitch program, and you have to agree to not stream anywhere other than Twitch. It has to be only on Twitch for the first 24 hours. Now, after the first 24 hours, then you can, you know, send it out other places if you want to do that. But for the first 24 hours during that initial live stream, it can only be streamed on Twitch. And they hold you to that. And if they catch you doing it, multi-streaming in other places at the same time other than Twitch while you're an affiliate, then they cut you off. And I didn't like those terms. I don't agree to those terms. The reason is because I multi-stream this show. And this show would not be the Saturday Night Wine Stream, which is a word play on live stream. It would not be the Saturday Night Wine Stream if I was streaming only on Twitch on Saturday nights and everybody else gets the stream on Sunday nights, 24 hours later. And first of all, a third of my audience, you know, generally, a third of my audience is on Twitch, but two-thirds of my audience is on the other three platforms. So it didn't make any sense at all for me especially for those who watch me on Facebook now and later, it didn't make any sense at all for me to cut all my friends off on Facebook from doing the show just to be exclusive on Twitch for 24 hours. Didn't make any sense at all. And I think it's unfair. Though, but those are their rules. Those are their terms. And you can't, and that's the thing. See, in a fair contract, the two parties can agree to the contractual term, the terms of the contract, by sitting down and saying, okay, I like this term, we'll leave this in. I don't like this term, I'll strike it out. Send it back to the other party. Okay, strike that out. Okay, cool, sign, and that's good. Twitch doesn't work that way. A lot of these platforms don't. None of these platforms work that way. It's like you accept their terms as they set them, as is, or there's no deal. And to me, that's not a negotiation. There is no negotiation. You either. To me, that's not a real contract. I mean, in a real contract, you negotiate fair terms for each side, and that's not how it works on these platforms. And, yeah, I'm going to do a bit of a rant. I haven't done one for a while, so I'm going to do one tonight. They are not fair contracts. They are all of these contracts, anything for YouTube, for Twitch, for Facebook, and it's not just for the streamers, the content creators. It's for anybody getting onto these platforms and using these platforms. These contracts are skewed naturally against you. They are using you, your content, your data, and they're making money off of it, but they are skewing everything in their favor and away from your favor. I'll throw a bone your way every once in a while, sure. But for the most part, it's in their favor, not in yours. That's not the way I like to negotiate. That's not negotiation, but that's not the way I like to approach contracts. If I'm going to set up a contract with another company, I want fair negotiations, and I want to say, hey, I like this, I don't like this. I like this, I don't like this. Send it back. And then I sign it with those strike-throughs and then send it back to them. And they sign it. If they decide not to sign it, that's their problem, not mine. You know, if they sign it, that's good. They accept the terms with my strike-throughs in them. Or we get an attorney involved, and the attorney negotiates the contract, draws up a contract that's equitable for both parties. That's fair for both parties. Not this kind of thing. Not this kind of thing that Twitch is doing. So that's why I'm not a Twitch affiliate. So if you're wondering. And there are people that have been saying, hey, there are a lot of people in the very beginning that really wanted to help me out and really trying to give me a leg up to be an affiliate and got me to where I needed to be to qualify for the affiliate program and for the partner program. And for that, I am most appreciative. There's some great content creators on Twitch, a lot of Twitch streamers that helped me out in the past, and I am so appreciative of that. That means a lot to me. But because of that stipulation, it's just something I can't do right now. Now, if they change, could that change? I don't know. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. And that's one of the reasons why I'm looking at other platforms to expand to. Because if I can find some other platforms where I can expand to, then maybe one or two of those platforms will be a little bit more, welcoming to, you know, equal terms and a little more friendly in that respect. That's what I'm hoping to find. And there's one platform that I'm looking at now, still evaluating it. But maybe on January 1st or so we'll add another platform to the multi-stream, and we add some more friends to that. I don't know. This past week it wasn't looking real promising because I found some new information about the platform that kind of concerns me. But we'll see. Anyway, the reason I'm telling you all this, and I don't mean to be harping going on along, it's just the reason I'm telling you all this is because this isn't just my show. You're all part of the show. Everybody in the stream is part of the show. And I'm telling you because this is your show too. You make this show. And if I'm going to make any moves or anything like that to do something with the show, I want you to know. I want you to be part of it. And I want your feedback. I want your feedback. Something you like, or if there's something that you'd like for me to do different on the show, or something new that you'd like for me to try on the show, send it to me and send it to Rick at SavoyaMedia.com. Rick at SavoyaMedia.com right here. And I will certainly look it over. Just because the show's about us all together. We're doing this together. We're all in this together, right? And I want you to be happy here. And I know that I take up your time on a Saturday night, and I really do appreciate it. So I want to make the most of your time, be entertaining as I can be. And at the same time, be, let you in on everything and have you be a part of this show, because you are a part of this show. Okay. Anyway, that's what I got. That's all I got. And by the way, here's to you. You watching the show right now or later, or listening to the show later if it's on the podcast. Here's to you. I really do appreciate it. Thank you. I would drink to you. All right. I guess that's all we got tonight, and we'll close it up. Anyway, I want to give a final review on this. Oh, yes, we do need to try this, right? Camera 3. We're going to try one of these little chocolate strawberries that my lovely wife, she put together. If I can get it off the plate, kind of stuck to the plate. I'm going to try one of these chocolate strawberries with this wine. And we're going to give it a taste. Good. That's a juicy strawberry. That's good. Oh my, I like that. Nice juicy strawberry with chocolate and this cab. I would say this is a perfect pairing. I got to do that again. Get back to camera 3. I'm going to take one more of these and try to get Chocolate strawberry, where have you been all my life? Right here waiting to be eaten. Oh, wow. That is so good. I'm not sure if it's the chocolate, the strawberry, the wine, or a combination of any two or all three. Juicy, but wow, this is good. I like it. A winning combination. Why didn't I try that sooner? Goodness. All right, here's my final review on the show. CM Cinder says, "Oh ye the strawberries." Oh yeah, CM Cinder loves strawberries, don't you? Here's my final review on the show for the wine. This is the Edmundo, named after Don Edmundo. This is a wine from Mendoza. This is Argentina. It's a 2020 Cab, Cabernet. I like this wine. It is it's kind of medium tannin in this wine. It's pretty decent, and it is a as cabs go, this is actually a pretty decent cab. I like this, and it is. It's kind of, at first it didn't seem that bold, and then it got bolder, and then it's kind of like backed off a bit. So I think it's just really opened up. It's actually kind of a medium. I wouldn't say it's really bold, kind of medium wine. But it's a dry wine, but it's not bad. Getting some cherry, some raspberry, maybe a little bit of strawberry in there too, some vanilla. Now, I sniffed a little plum in the beginning, but I'm not really getting that at all now. And it is, it's a little earthy. And you know, in the beginning, it was kind of jammy. When I first opened it up, it was kind of jammy, but I'm not really getting that now. So overall, I like this wine. I think it's pretty good wine. $9.99 a total wine. Pretty decent. I like it. So I would say, if you like cabs, as many people do, I think it's a pretty decent cab. I think it's good. And I'll go for it. I'm pretty sure we didn't try it up against the Big Sipper. But I'm not going to do that tonight. Don't want to take that chance. Why ruin a good night? Okay, there is one more thing that I did want to show you. It's just briefly. Can I pick it up? Let me see if I can pick it up. Okay. I got this from my sister, Penny. And my brother-in-law, Tom. And I want to say Penny Tom, if you are here in the chat, thank you. I want to give you a toast to Penny and Tom, to my sister Penny and my brother-in-law Tom and Ben. My nephew Ben, thank you very, very much. Very nice gift. To you, I appreciate it. What this is, if you don't know what this is a wine advent calendar. A wine advent calendar. So you got the 12 days of Christmas, and then you each day you open one of these up and pull out a bottle of wine. I was expecting it was a little tiny bottle. These things are full bottles of wine, it looks like. Or pretty close to it. Oh, I don't know if you can get a full bottle in there, but it's... Let's open one up, shall we? Let's open one up. We got a few moments. Let's go to camera two, and let's open one up. Well, I guess it can't get it all in there, can we? All right, let's go ahead and open it up. Let's open... what day is this? I don't know. Let's just open up number one. What the heck? Let's open up one. And let's see what we got here. Oh, it's not a full bottle, but it's a half bottle. And whoa, it's enough for a couple of glasses, for a few glasses. This is a Chardonnay, Swanson Vineyards Chardonnay. Maybe we should have opened that up tonight. Nah. But it's okay. We'll try that. I'm going to try that. I've got a lot of drinking to do, apparently. 12 bottles. Well, looks like a mix of some reds and whites. I wonder if there are any rosés in here. Well, I guess we'll find out. Maybe next week we can do that. We can open up a couple of these and try them out. Why not? That could be fun, couldn't it? Anyway, in the meantime, I want to thank everybody for joining me here tonight on the show. I want to thank my lovely wife, Chi, for being here with me. And I want to thank everyone who probably tried to show up on YouTube. I don't think anybody's on YouTube because I don't think it looks like it's working. the stream's working on YouTube. Everyone who showed up on Twitch, thank you for being here tonight. And on Twitter, and especially on Twitch, thank you for being here tonight. I want to name everybody that I can here in the loop. Tom Antio, CM Cinder, Scott, MTHW, thank you for being here tonight. And hope you survive that pizza with all that, a whole pint of Crown Royal and 3 shots of Jaeger. A couple of shots of Jaeger would be enough for me. Wow. That's a lot. And a whole pizza. Wow. And Homebrew, thank you for being here. And Voltaire, good luck. Good luck on that, Voltaire. And anybody else? Did I miss anybody? Let's see. Oh, it's Iconic. Thank you for being here. And by the way, happy birthday once again. Did I miss anybody else? Okay. Well, if I did, for those who did not get in the chat and for those who are watching, thank you for being here. I really, really do appreciate it. Thank you very much. Follow me. Yeah, please feel free to follow me. And a lot of times I follow right back too. So, follow me. And next week, we're going to, we're going to open up another wine. Maybe we'll open up a couple of these. I had another wine waiting to open up, but maybe we'll open these instead. Why not? A couple of these. Let's try them. That could be fun. Why don't we open up a few of these next week and taste them all, just review several of them and see what we've got. I think that would be kind of cool. Whatever we do, we're going to do it next Saturday night. So please join me then. In the meantime, I want you to have a safe week. I want everybody to have a safe week. Please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, wherever it is. Call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab. Call a friend or just stay put. You know the drill. You know how this works. Please do not drink and drive. Very dangerous. Also, do not text and drive. That's really, really bad as well. Because I want you to have a great week. I do. And I hope it's an excellent week leading up to the culmination of the holidays here. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can all join me here next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. And we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.